Hello and welcome again to Catholic Answers Focus. We're still getting information to fill out our picture of the full extent of the damage wrought by Hurricane Irma. We're also getting a picture of lots and lots of acts of individual acts of heroism here and there. But there are also what we might call communal acts of heroism and communal acts of charity going on across Florida, across the Caribbean. We're joined now by Jim Tuohy, president of Ave Maria University. Ave Maria University sits very far south in Florida, about 35 miles north, I think, of Everglades City, one of the southernmost cities in the state, and was right in the path of the hurricane. And lots of extraordinary things happening among the students and staff of Ave Maria University, both in the days leading up to Hurricane Irma, throughout the hurricane, and now in the recovery period following the hurricane. Jim Tuohy, thank you very much for joining us.
Very happy to be with you.
So first, if we could get a kind of assessment of, are your staff and students all well? And then what's the condition of the physical plant of the university?
Thanks for asking. It's really miraculous that we didn't get more damage. It's going to be measured in the hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of millions. We had tornadoes touching down all around us that picked up our football bleachers, twisted them up like pretzels, and just threw them hundreds of yards, hundreds of feet. We've got building damages, leaks, and things, but considering the fact that we were right on the eye wall of the storm, and we had winds over 140 miles an hour, like the tornadoes, I said, it's miraculous that we're going to be able to open up and resume classes Monday, which is a real tribute to the men and women that work here in our faculty, administration, staff, and then also to the students who banded together. During the heart of the storm, we had 1,200 people sheltered in our campus, and not one is injured, thanks be to God. And,
amen.
And 450 from Immokalee in the shelter that we had. We had turned our field house into a shelter, and just thankful that we could shelter them from their trailers and substandard housing that they had that's over in the farm worker community.
So you have strong buildings because you built to withstand storms, and this is relatively recent construction. The buildings of the university are not decades and decades old, and so you were able to take in your neighbors.
That's right. When Tom Monahan built this campus, and we opened up in 2007, he built it to last and to be strong, and it showed its mettle during the storm. I mean, with all of the hurricane activity just coming at us, pounding us with these winds, 90, 100 mile an hour sustained winds, these buildings just held up beautifully. And yeah, for a school that's only been on this campus, we started our 11th year. This wasn't a pop quiz. This was a pop final exam on the testing of the buildings, as Dr. Rommel put it, and we passed it.
How long of a lead time did you have knowing that you might be in the path of the storm?
Well, we followed the storm like everybody in America. It was just, when you're in South Florida, you pay a heck of a lot more attention. And we just saw this thing gathering, and then every day it just looked like it was making a direct path to us. And obviously we were bracing for what would be a catastrophic storm. And each day got closer, and the path would some days be looking like it might go east coast, might go west coast. But when it finally set its course, it really trained its eye on our campus. But we have such a beautiful faith community here in Ave Maria Town. I think, Michael Timmis and Tim Moore and a lot of people that are so supportive of Catholic Answers.
Right.
And they live here, and, everybody was boarding up their houses. But we were also thinking of others, and our students were tremendous, taking their mind off themselves and putting it on others, and it had a life-saving consequences.
Well, what was it like at the university in the days leading up to the storm? I was reading Pat Novakovsky writing in the National Catholic Register said there were roving bands of students from Ave Maria going around helping the elderly put their storm shutters up.
Yep, we had students going out to help the retirees in the community. We had students that came and manned that. We turned our field house into a shelter. We got a call from emergency management in the county that their shelters were packed and And the people in Immokalee, this very poor farm worker community nearby, they're friends with us. They said, can you help us? And so we said, well, sure, we'll turn the field house into a shelter. And they brought, now this was days before the storm, but as the storm barreled forward, the people poured in. And by the time the storm hit us, we had 450 men, women, and children in the shelter. And we had our students all day Saturday as the winds were getting up to 40 and 50, playing with the kids, playing soccer outside, color. You know, we were, our students were all over that. We had Haitian elderly. The police brought us Haitians that had been abandoned in an apartment complex that were elderly. One woman was blind. And just story after story that made the gospel come alive, because this is what Jesus asks, isn't it? That we feed the hungry and welcome the stranger and shelter them in a time like this.
And the community prayed together in the days leading up to the storm as well?
Oh, my goodness. Some of the masses that we had in our makeshift church, which was our cafeteria, were, especially as the storm was bearing down, we had a mass on Saturday morning at 11, and the wind was, you know, it was already rain and wind effect. And it was just a beautiful mass, and Padre Amadeo gave this beautiful homily. And the students, we met as a community every day, starting with Friday. We had canceled classes after Wednesday, so the students that weren't going to evacuate and stay here, Thursday they were helping us, Friday they were helping us, and then Saturday began the wait for Irma game. So the masses were tremendous. We prayed our rosary out at our statue of Our Lady Guadalupe Shrine, which is our signature place for Ave Maria. And this beautiful statue, you'll love this. It's on the westernmost edge of our campus, which is the closest to the eye of the hurricane, as it turned out. And we had tied it down with these yellow ties to try to keep it secure, because it's this huge 8-foot statue. And the students in the dorm, as the hurricane came by, watched the statue just rock back and forth, almost as if a mother were just calming and assuring a little child to sleep. Never was disturbed. Statue is still standing. I'm looking at it right now. It really becomes almost an image of Ave Maria University and Ave Strong, we call it now, that we all were tested by this great storm. And the students' prayer life, they had masses during the hurricane on Sunday in the halls, because we were sheltering priests in the halls. And so rosaries, masses, you name it, our students were doing it. And my favorite question, sorry to ramble here.
No, not at all.
My favorite question on Friday, when all of us were together in the gym, and it was quite somber because it looked like the superstorm was going to do what it did. But at that time, there was some uncertainty, so a lot of fear and such. And we were talking about how these students would be better men and women after this experience, because they were going to pick up a cross and make sacrifices for love of God. At the end, I said, any questions? And this one guy, as the storm's barreling towards, this one guy asked, he said, will there be time for confession before the storm comes? So I love that. I got a big laugh in the gym.
And so even the residence halls are sturdy enough that students could be safe in the residence halls.
Oh, absolutely. No, Tom Monahan put a couple $100 million into this campus. You know, he took his wealth from Domino's Pizza and invested it in buildings that would be testing as worthy of this test, and it passed the test with flying colors. I mean, everyone felt safe in it, and we were harboring people from the town, from Immokalee, from faculty, staff, and then, of course, the hundreds of our students who didn't go home. We have students from 46 states and 24 countries, and so it wasn't just, let's get in the car and drive to Orlando. It was, they couldn't get a plane out, or they didn't want to try to fly out. So
yeah,
I'm looking at damage all over our campus, and we're going to have to deal with it, but nothing's going to keep us back. We're ready to go back to our Catholic liberal arts education offering starting Monday.
Can you give us an idea of what it's like to go through? I mean, really, you took a direct hit from an enormous hurricane. What's it like inside the buildings while that hurricane is passing over you?
Everybody had different experiences of that, depending on whether they were sheltering in their homes or in one of the university buildings. But one thing was clear. It was just terrifying because you've just got all these, the obvious winds that were just barreling forward and increasing in intensity. And so you had all these sounds and such, and then the tornadoes that were touching around us that were just part of this, you know, it's the worst, obviously worst weather I've ever seen. And but at the same time, the dependence upon God on this campus has always been great because we're a small school that was founded on faith by a layman. And we've always depended, as Mother Teresa used to say, the insecurity of divine providence. And it was beautiful to see how this faith supports you in an experience like that, where you trust that God is loving and that God's purposes are loving, and that if he allows you hardship or difficulty, he will strengthen you to bear it and that you will grow from it. There's a loving purpose. Our students believe that, you know, and you could see them processing their fears and dealing with the dangers of possible, who knows, injury, death. We didn't know what would happen if the tornado had struck directly. You see what happens when that happens. So fortunately, where the tornadoes touched down, they weren't on top of our buildings. So we were, but I mean, my gosh, the water, in front of our academic building, the water was, it was a huge Olympic pool. It didn't breach the sandbags we'd put up. Our Adoration Chapel, where we have perpetual adoration, the winds blew open. The doors were about to rip off. Two people from town went out in the middle of the storm and duct taped the doors, just wrapped the duct tape around the door handles like 8 times to just strengthen the doors to keep them from ripping off. That's in the middle of 100 and some mile an hour wind. So, and then you had our students were caring for these elderly, this one that was brought to us who was blind and terrified, and that she, you know, they're tough, they're Haitians, they're tough. But, you know, she was surrounded by college students and people she didn't know. Her caregivers had left, and the police brought her to us along with some of these other elderly Haitians, and it was a privilege. And on the students, you know what they did? They put on the door of the rooms we sheltered the Haitian, our honored guests. That's what they wrote on the cards. I love that.
Oh, God bless them. And now these are separate from the folks who are migrant workers from around your area. Immokalee, I think you said, is the name of the town. Are they able to go home now, or what do they have?
Luck of the draw. Some of them go back to a home that's still standing. Some come from trailers that were destroyed or flooded. Depends where their house was or trailer was, because some areas did not get the water damage and some did. We're still sheltering here some of the residents of that community because A, there's no power there, and B, their homes are in great need of repair. One of the men that works in our food service here lost the wall of one side of his house, and he drove home and saw that, turned right around, came back and said, well, I can do good here and serve these students. And so, you know, he's one of the ones that we're sheltering, and we're going to follow the bouncing ball. There's no playbook for these kind of things other than the gospel. And the gospel said, when I was hungry, you gave me to eat, and when I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. And yesterday, our students loaded up vans, dozens and dozens of students loaded up the vans. We took out 8,000 16-ounce bottles of water, and we took 2 van loads full of food, and we went into Immokalee, and they were seeing people who told them they had not eaten since Monday.
Oh, wow.
So when students have that experience, it brings the gospel alive, because Mother Teresa always emphasized that if you did it to the least, you did it to me. And she would stress that. And so these students in the Mother Teresa Project met Jesus in his distressing disguise of the poor. And remember, we've been in Immokalee now for 4 years, so we had bonds of trust. That's why a lot of the undocumented and others came to our shelter, because they trusted us and they know who we are. So the Lord allowed us those years of earning the trust of the Immokalee farm worker community. And so we were able to be there for them when they needed us.
And so you said that the inspiration, they take inspiration from Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa's, was it true that her feast day came just before, and that kind of inspired the students?
Believe it or not, and I talked to the students about this when we were all assembled, the day the hurricane roared through our campus was the same day, September 10th, when Mother Teresa's life was rocked by a dramatic, almost earthquake, in that she was on a train going on a retreat, coming as a nun that was teaching history and geography at a boarding school in Calcutta. And on that train, September 10th, Jesus said, "I want you to go be my light with the poorest of the poor, and to go satiate the thirst, his thirst for love and for souls." And so it was on, the Missionaries of Charity call that Inspiration Day. And so it coincided for us with the storm hitting us. And it was quite a convergence, because this university is guided by John Paul II and Mother Teresa. We depend on them. And I, in drawing from John Paul the Great, his sentence capsulizes, I think, our experience here. When he was asked about the assassination attempt where he was shot from point-blank range, and he said that the man fired the gun, but Our Lady steered the bullet. And I have to say, when I look at our campus, that Irma may have come through here, but Our Lady steered the storm and protected her university.
Well, I think we will leave it there. And I know you have many, many things to do. Maybe if we can, we'll try to visit with you again. People have been told support Catholic Charities. They can give money to Catholic Charities. Knights of Columbus are doing things to help folks out. The Catholic bishops are taking up collections. Is there anything else that you might want to tell us to help us direct, for those who want to direct their prayers and their help?
I mean, if they want to send us assistance to the Mother Teresa, you know, the Ave Maria University and the Mother Teresa Project, we're here for the long run. You know, a lot of times the aid comes and goes, and it's in the short run, but we live here. This is our campus. It's a few miles from Immokalee. We work with a bunch of social service agencies year-round, mentoring children, catechizing them, soccer camps and such. And so if people want to support the Mother Teresa Project, we're here for the long haul for these people in Immokalee, and they're going to need it.
So just,
I guess I'll make a plug for Ave Maria University's Mother Teresa Project.
I'm glad you did. And they can just send a check with Mother Teresa Project in the made out to Mother Teresa Project to the university. Is that the way to do that?
Yeah, or AMU Mother Teresa Project. Or they can put Ave Maria University, and then in the subject line, that in the notation at the bottom, they can put Mother Teresa Project. And all the money will go to the supporting our students and our volunteer efforts with the poor in Immokalee and the elderly in the community. We have a lot of lonely elderly that are hungering here, and that are retired but have no one. And so God has placed this little campus in quite the hot spot.
Yeah.
This storm shook us all. But as we know that song, you know, you won't hear the terror of the night or the arrows that fly by day. And we got the terror and the arrows, but the Lord was with us, and now we're going to continue to do what we do here, forming these great students, and our students who evacuated come home this weekend, and we can't wait. We miss them.
Jim Tuohy, president of Ave Maria University. Is the town actually called Ave Maria that you're in?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is, in Ave Maria, yep. Florida. Thanks, Jim, so much for taking the time to share really inspiring story of Ave Maria.
Thank you.
And we'll check back with you again. To all our listeners, thanks for joining us on Catholic Answers Focus. We'll see you next time.